Hello, friends. This is Dr. Brian Hart, Chief Operating Officer for the American Board of Forensic Accounting. I would like to welcome you to this week's News Update Week in Review. Week of Monday, April 22nd, 2024, through Friday, April 26th, 2024. Monday, April 22nd, 2024. Beverly Farms man sentenced to 20 months in prison for multi-million dollar payroll scheme. Frank LaConte was sentenced in connection with a payroll scheme involving underreporting of overtime hours for his union employees and failing to collect and pay payroll taxes. From 2009 to 2022, LaConte was the president of NER Construction Management Corporation, a Wilmington-based construction company that employed union workers. LaConte was also the president of the company's employment management company, NER Management LLC. LaConte was responsible for collective bargaining with multiple unions, including the Bricklayers and Allied Craftsmen Local Union No. 3, and various local unions affiliated with the Massachusetts and Northern New England Labor's District Council of the Laborers International Union of North America. On behalf of NER, LaConte was bound by collective bargaining agreements with the unions which govern the transfer of worker benefit contributions to employee welfare and pension benefits plans, each of which was subject to ERISA provisions. From approximately January 2014 and May 2022, LaConte engaged in a scheme to defraud the union benefit funds and the IRS by paying certain of its union workers for overtime hours, worked without reporting these hours to the union benefit funds, and without making the required payroll tax withholdings and payments. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2024. Tuesday, April 23rd, 2024. Former OC tax preparer sentenced to 10 years in federal prison for leading scheme to swindle IRS and states out of millions of dollars. Stephen Jake McGonigal, a former tax preparer, was sentenced to 120 months in federal prison for leading multi-year tax fraud conspiracies across three counties, which claim more than $10 million from the IRS and dozens of state tax authorities in fraudulent tax refunds, and led these authorities to lose more than $1.2 million. McGonigal was also ordered to pay $1,230,175 in restitution. McGonigal was found guilty of one count of conspiracy to defraud the United States, one count of conspiracy to commit wire fraud, and one count of aggravated identity theft. McGonigal recruited others to help convince the IRS and dozens of state governments to issue millions of dollars in fraudulent tax refunds. To perpetrate the massive fraud that began in 2013 and lasted until McGonigal's arrest in 2019, McGonigal sent one co-conspirator to Thailand to obtain fake identification documents that used stolen victim identities, and then he directed other co-conspirators to use those fake identifications to obtain prepaid debit cards, as well as numerous commercial mailboxes across Orange County and elsewhere. After having the prepaid debit card sent to these untraceable mailboxes, McGonigal and his co-conspirators filed fraudulent tax returns using the identity theft victims' social security numbers. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2024. Wednesday, April 24th, 2024. Texas man charged with orchestrating digital currency scam that bilked investors out of more than $10 million. Robert Dunlap is charged with four counts of mail fraud in an indictment returned in U.S. District Court for the Northern District of Illinois. According to the indictment and a criminal complaint previously filed in the case, Dunlap, from 2018 to 2023, worked with others to market and sell a purported digital asset called Meta One Coin through the Meta One Coin Trust. Dunlap made numerous false and misleading statements to potential and actual investors, including claims that Meta One Coin was backed by as much as approximately $44 billion in gold and art, the indictment states. The charges accused Dunlap of falsely claiming that an accounting firm had audited the gold and certified its value. The purported art collection was alleged to have included works by Pablo Picasso, Salvador Dali, Vincent van Gogh, and other acclaimed artists. Dunlap caused the market price and trading volume of Meta One coin to be inflated on the Meta Exchange, a website created by Dunlap, by fraudulently using automated software programs, the indictment states. An indictment is merely an allegation, and all defendants are presumed innocent unless and until proven guilty by a court of law. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2024. Thursday, April 25th, 2024. Federal grand jury indicts four defendants for their roles in scheme that defrauded thousands of companies out of millions of dollars. Dylan Paul Costanza, Tommy Lee Coburn, Kyle Paul Edward Gibson, and Heather Dierna were charged by indictment with conspiracy to commit mail fraud, which carries a maximum penalty of 20 years in prison and a $250,000 fine. Some of the defendants are also facing additional charges of mail fraud and conspiracy to engage in money laundering. U.S. Attorney Richard A. Resnick stated that, according to the indictment, between October 2020 and January 2022, the defendants obtained the names and addresses of primarily large companies located throughout the United States, where they could mail what appeared to be a legitimate invoice for cleaner degreaser products that the victim companies would believe they had previously ordered and received. Large companies were allegedly targeted because it was less likely during the COVID-19 pandemic that account payable departments in these companies would question whether cleaner degreaser products listed on the fraudulent invoices were ordered and received. The defendants also targeted large companies because the relative small amounts owed on the fraudulent invoices would be less likely to raise questions regarding the legitimacy of the invoices, and because the accounts payable departments do not order products for their companies and would be less likely to question or be suspicious of the grossly inflated prices for the cleaner degreaser products. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2024. Friday, April 26th, 2024. City of Atlanta's former chief financial officer pleads guilty to federal program theft and tax obstruction. Jimmy Anthony Beard, the City of Atlanta's former chief financial officer, pleaded guilty to federal program theft and to obstructing an IRS audit. According to court documents, from 2011 to 2018, Beard oversaw the City of Atlanta's Department of Finance, in which his primary responsibility was to manage the city's financial condition. At least as early as 2015, Beard devised and executed a scheme to use his authority as CFO to obtain money and property from Atlanta for his own use, including to pay for thousands of dollars in personal travel expenses for himself, his family, and his travel companions, and to buy and possess restricted machine guns. Further, while CFO Beard submitted a 2013 personal income tax return to the IRS, in which he claimed that he operated a personal business that incurred more than $33,500 in alleged losses in 2013. In 2015, while being audited in relation to these purported losses, Beard provided to the IRS receipts for airfare and hotels that Beard falsely claimed were personal business expenses. The expenses were actually paid to Beard while working for the city and using his City of Atlanta credit card. Source: U.S. Department of Justice, 2024. The American Board of Forensic Accounting would like to offer you the opportunity to purchase an electronic copy of the textbook, Forensic and Investigative Accounting, 10th edition, featuring renowned author Dr. D. Larry Crumbly, at the sale price of $145. For more information, please contact Dr. Scott McCone at scott@abfa.us. Interested in jumpstarting your career with a new certification? Contact Executive Director Scott McCone at scott@abfa.us.